love. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 18. Do you want to suggest or do you want to present three questions? Number one, what characteristics of God do you see in the phrases of do not make a conflict and of not make a conflict and of you in verse 10 and 18? So question one, what characteristics of God do you in the phrases do not make a conflict and in verse 10 and of not make a conflict and of you in verse 18? Question 2. Why do the Jews live there? Neither will evil come upon us in verse 12. Question 2. Why do the Jews live there? Neither will evil come upon us in verse 12. The last question. What does it mean? My words in your mouth, fire, in verse 14. Question 3. What does it mean, my words in your mouth, fire, in verse 14? First of all, we'd like to see the historical background when Jeremiah prophesied or delivered God's word. That time, Israel was divided into two countries. The northern country was called as Israel. Southern country was called as Judah. Northern country Israel was already conquered by Assyria in 722 before Christ. Jeremiah delivered God's word to southern country, Judah people, his people. That time, between 586 before Christ, when the Babylon conquered the southern nation of Judah. So before the southern nation Judah falling after Babylon, Jeremiah made a prophecy to Jewish people over southern nation Judah. That time, the kinsman Josiah, the 15th king, and the 16th king, Jehoiada, 17th king, Jehoiakim, 18th king, Jehoiachin, the last king, 19th king, Zedekiah king. The Jewish people made up worship other gods rather than Jehovah God. So basically, they made a spiritual adultery with the other gods than Jehovah God. That's why Jeremiah warned to Jewish people, you should repent your sin to worship other gods. Then return to God, return back to God. This is basic. Otherwise, God used the nation, the Gentile nation, called as Babylon, to invade you, your nation, the Judah. So, that kind of a story right here. In the last time, we already reviewed that God will inevitably punish the southern nation Judah. Why? Because Jewish children have forsaken God. Number one, forsook God. Number two, they swore false God. They have sworn by those that are not God. They are not true God. So they made a irrevocable promise with false God rather than true God. The third one, they committed adultery. They had a relationship with other gods rather than with God. The last one, they become stumbling blocks to lead other Jewish people, other friends into false God. So the Bible says they assembled themselves by groups in the harlot housing. Harlot, which means prostitute. So harlot housing. Therefore, God shall inevitably punish them. Then, verse 10 says, go up on her walls and destroy. Why you her, meaning the nation of Judah. Her walls and destroy. God delivered God's word to Jeremiah. So God ordered to Babylon as a punishment or instrument to Judah. So go up on her walls, the walls over Judah, and destroy. But do not make her complete end. This means do not destroy completely, or do not destroy entirely. So we can see God's love. So Jewish people deserve his punishment completely. But God has still love to Jewish people. So God asked the Babylon, do not destroy completely. Do not make a complete end. Also, verse 18 says, I will not make a complete end over you, or full end over you. I will not destroy you, which means the nation of Judah completely. So we can see God's mercy. Although we deserve God's justice, we do not deserve mercy. Because the Jewish people committed spiritual adultery, worshipped other gods, they committed sin. So they deserved justice, not deserved mercy. But God is merciful. The second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, the law is not slack concerning his promise, or the Lord is not slow concerning his promise. As some count slackness, some people say slowlessness, but God is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God is long-suffering. Why? Because God loves all people. All people should repent of their sin. Then they come to repentance. And so they come back to the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 11. Ezekiel, the prophet. At the same period of time, when Jeremiah the prophet prophesied, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 11 says, say unto them, so God called to Ezekiel the prophet, say unto them, them meaning these people, the people of Judah, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, which meaning God has no pleasure to destroy the Israelites, the Jewish people entirely, but that the wicked people turn from his way and live. So God really wanted that wicked people repent their sins and turn back to the Lord. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? So God really wants the Israel people to repent their sins and to come back to the Lord. That's why God said, do not make a complete end. Do not destroy a complete. You may make certain remnants. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. So the nation of Judah made up a lot of branches. Their branches not coming from the Lord, rather than from idols. So that's why God said, take away the branches of Judah, because they are not the Lord. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah, Right here, the Lord talks about two nations. House of Israel, northern nation, already destroyed by Assyria. But house of Judah. So house of Israel is an example to the house of Judah. Because the house of Israel people made up a lot of idols, worshipped idols. That's why God used Assyria to conquer the northern country of Israel. So, house of Judah, let you learn from house of Israel why it was destroyed by Assyria. Have dealt very treacherously with me. So, those people have a rebellion against God, treacherously with me, says the Lord. They said, they have lied. The Judah, Israelites, people said, they said they have lied about the law. So they make a false word about the law and say it is not here. So Jeremiah delivered the gospel to Jewish people, but the Jewish people said the Jeremiah word, Jeremiah prophecy, it is not from God. It is not here. It is not God. It is not from God. Neither will evil come upon us. So Jeremiah make up in a lot of punishment, a lot of destruction to Jewish people unless they repent their sins. But they said, Jewish people said, neither will evil come upon us, which means come upon Jewish people, nor shall we see sword or famine. So we wouldn't see sword. Sword meaning knife, weapon of a Babylonian weapon. So we wouldn't see Babylonian weapon or so famine. Or we don't see any hunger. And the poppies become wind. So poppies become wind. So the false prophet, they do not have a God's word, like a wind. So the poppy become wind, for the word is not in them. The God's word is not in these people. So this shall it be done to them. But God's word shall be done to these people, which means these people will be punished with the sword or famine according to God's word. Why these people do not like the truth rather than lie? Because all human beings were born, either born as a simpleness. So that's why. So we can see the several of the Bible verses that talks about the first of all, the Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10 through 11. To whom shall I speak and give a warning? So Jeremiah gave a warning that they may hear. Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised. Uncircumcised meaning their ear is full of fleshless rather than spirit. Circumcised means cut off your foreskin. So cut off your fleshless, fleshy thought. But unfortunately, Jewish people are full of the fleshless rather than the spiritual mind. They cannot give a heed. They cannot pay attention to Jeremiah's prophecy, which is God's word. Behold, look, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. So they think the word of the Lord is a curse to themselves because they don't like them. But rather than they love positive words, even contrary to the word of God. They have no delight in it. They have no pleasure in God's word. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. So Jeremiah said, I am full of it. God's wrath in Jeremiah's heart, because Jeremiah, true prophet, to adjust the delivery of God's word without missing. So he had full of God's fury or God's wrath. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it, God's word, out on the children outside and on the assembly of the young men together. So wherever to the outside the prophet delivered God's word to the children and the assembly of the young men to disappear. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days. So basically Jeremiah delivered God's word to young group, also husband, wife, adult group, also older group, is full of days. So all the days Jeremiah delivered the God's word. Also, but these people even like Jeremiah word or God's word, even it is true. Because human being was born as a naturally sinful man. So we don't like the truth rather than lie. Acts chapter 7, Stephen the deacon also delivered the sermon, verses 9 and 10. And the heavenly arm of our forefathers, becoming envious soldier Joseph into Egypt. But right here we can see that Joseph's brothers had envy. Envy also makes less envious, but God was with him and delivered him, Joseph, out of all his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of a fellow king of Egypt, and he made him governor of Egypt and all in our house. Basically, there is Jacob has 12 sons. So 12 sons, are, you know, forefathers of Israel. So except Joseph, other brothers made up envy to Joseph. That's why they sold Joseph as a slavery in Egypt. But God loved Joseph, so God delivered Joseph to become the governor of Egypt. Next, verses 39 to 41 also, Moses, whom our fathers would not obey. So, our forefathers, these forefathers did not obey Moses, but rejected. And in their hearts, they turned back to Egypt. God already ordered the Israelites to escape from Egypt, but they did not recognize Moses as a leader ordained by God, but they wanted to turn back to Egypt, not go to the promised land. Saying to Aaron, make us gods here, make us idols to go before us, as for this Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days, offered sacrifices to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Basically, they made up a calf idol. They refused to follow Moses' direction to Aaron. So, we saw the forefathers' disobedience to the Lord, rejecting Moses ordained by God. Verses 51 to 53, Stephen concludes to the sermon, you stiff-necked, or you are stubborn and uncircumcised in heart, which means full of fleshly lust rather than spiritual mind. Uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did. So do you. which of the prophets did your father not persecute? This is a rhetorical question. So, did your fathers always persecute the prophets? The true prophets, rather than false prophets, true prophets. And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One. So, for example, Isaiah foretold Messiah to come. But Manasseh, the king, killed Isaiah, the prophet, over whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. Because these people continue to kill Jesus Christ's crucifixion. That's why you are betrayers and murderers. We have received the law by the children of angels and have not kept it. So we can see these forefathers' sinful nature. Also, Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 41, Jesus Christ a parable. There was a certain landowner, so landowner over there, who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Basically, a certain landowner made up in a vineyard. So he leased that vineyard to vine dressers, or a tenant, the vine dressers. So then, when vintage time drew near, or harvest drew near, he sent the Lord's servants to the vine dressers, but they might receive his fruit. And the vine dressers took his servant, Lord's servant. This Lord's servant is a symbol of a true prophet. But this one killed one and stoned another. So vine dressers who listed from landowners, so they persecute the owners of servants who are the symbol of a true prophet. And the vine dresser took his servant, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Then the landowner sent his son, because he thinks they will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance." So they took him, vine dresser, vine dresser took the son and cast him out of a vineyard and killed him. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was killed. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? They said to him, "He will God, the landowner will destroy those wicked men miserably," which meaning God will destroy the Jewish people, "and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers." So give it to the Gentiles. That's why we as Gentiles, because we are not Jews, that's called as Gentiles, because upon our faith we are receiving the blessing over the Jews, the children of God's the blessing here. Who will lend to him the fruit in their season? So we can see human nature is born as a sinful nature. So they love naturally the simplest or lie rather than truth. So the God, the 1 Timothy chapter 4, God who desired all men to be saved. God really wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So every man becomes Christian, for believers. God wants that. also can let them know God more and more. So we can see that one too. Then, that's the verse is there. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word. This word means, they say they lied about the law, so neither will people come upon us. Also, nor shall we see sword or penny. You speak, the Jewish people speak this word. Behold, look, I, God will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people wood. God said, my word of fire, you are wood. So we can see fire is a burning wood or consuming. The God's word is a consuming fire, power. So this one is God's word of fire, which means God's word is become true. So like a consuming all these people. Like a fire burning wood. So the word also we can see unstoppable. Jeremiah chapter 20 verses 8 through 9 says, when I spoke, I cried out, I shouted. Jeremiah said, violence and plunder. So violence will come and plunder or looting will come in the Judah, the nation, unless you repent your sin. Because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make a mention of me. Because they gave a lot of shameful upon Jeremiah. So Jeremiah said, I will not speak anymore. I will not make a speaker anymore of God's word about God. I will not make a mention of God, nor speak anymore in His name. But His word was in my heart like a burning fire. Burning fire. Unstoppable. Burning fire. Or consuming fire. Shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. I could not hold it back. So, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and 12 also, John the Baptist spoke about Jesus Christ will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. So, fire is plenty, unquenchable fire. So, his winnowing fan is in his hand. And he will thoughtfully clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So we can see fire meaning what is burning up or consuming power. Also unstoppable. That kind of meaning we can see in the Bible. Then, verse 15, it shall devour them. The fire, the water devour the Jewish people. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar. So, the Lord talks about Babylon. House of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation, Babylon, mighty nation, Babylon, ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know. So Jewish people, you do not know Babylonian languages, like Arabic language, older form. Arabic language, older form, you do not understand. Nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. Quiver meaning is the base collecting arrows, get quiver. Quiver is like open tomb, also sepulchre, open tomb, like the dead body is buried into tomb, right? So quiver looks like a tomb, which means so you will be dead body, or dead body into tomb. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up your harvest and your bread. So they stole your harvest, your bread, which your sons and daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flock and your herd. Your flock meaning your cow or your sheep, your goat, you know, they stall in your goat, your sheep. They shall eat up your vine and your fig tree. They shall destroy your fortified cities in which you trust. Because these people trust in their fortified cities. They fortify their own cities rather than they trust God with their sword. Nevertheless, in those days, says the law, I will not make complete end of you. Still, God doesn't want to destroy complete Israel, the Jewish country. So, we see each question right here. Question one, what characteristics of God do you see in phrases of do not make a complete end in verse 10 and of not make a complete end of you in verse 18? So we can see God's mercy. God still loves his people. We can see. Likewise, God still loves you. That's why God gave us only begotten Son to us. Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have a blessed life. So you will not be sinned at all. So we can see God's mercy, God's still love. Question 2. Why do the Jews believe that neither will evil come upon us? In verse 12. This is what God says in verse 13. Because, verse 15, the word of God is not in them. Because the word of God is not in their heart. So that's why they said, neither will evil come upon us. Even if Jeremiah says so, evil will come upon these people unless you return to their sins. The last question, what does it mean, my words in mouth, fire in verse 14? Fire, verse 14, the word is consuming power. So consuming fire, burning the power. Burning what burning power? Burning power. Burning in a lot of debris. Some kind of sinfulness, or in dirtiness, or iniquities, trespasses, that kind of burning power. Second one is a fire unstoppable. Because Jeremiah said, you know, the word is a fire like a fire. I could not stop. So although these people are ridicule upon Jeremiah, but he should tell God's word to Jewish people, you know, all of them. So let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer, then we'll finish today's sermon.